Blog Talk Radio.
And as the song alluded to, we definitely need to be. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and how you can make that a constructive and positive relationship, or should. And also with each other, because most of our relationships are messy. And with strangers, meaning different nations, there is codification for that. You don't need to have to second guess anything as far as how you should interact with the Creator and with one another and with strangers. It's all laid out for you. And the study session that Cartrell and I like to lead, we're students also, so we're learning as we go along with you in these study sessions. But, you know, tonight is family night. We always like to give thanks to the Almighty and praises to His name for everything, because basically everything you have, everything you hope to be is because of it, truth be told. But, you know, I like to make, before we get started, comments on contemporary subject matters. If you've been watching the news, you know that they have decided, the Republicans, they don't want to know the truth in regards to the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol. And they're not the least bit interested as far as the truth is concerned. And my response to that is this. Well, truth be told, they've never wanted to hear the truth. Not since the founding of this country. They had something called manifest destiny. That's a lie. They had something about eradication of the natives. That's a lie. They had something about bringing us here buck naked in the chain and keeping us in the same status. That's a lie. So my advice to you, stop believing a lie. It's just that simple. Stop believing the lies. You know, some of us out there, we like to pretend that we're asleep. We like to lie to ourselves and each other and say, it's going to get better. If something hadn't got better in 402 years and counting, you think one more year going to make things better for you? Have they gave reparation to the brothers and sisters in Tulsa, Oklahoma? And I could go on. No, they said, no, that's a problem. See, y'all trying to start some stuff. Now, y'all need to hold that Noah down. Stop it. Just hold that noise down. Y'all shaking the boat. Don't rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over. Don't say anything about that. You're causing problems. And the sad thing about that, some of us don't rock the boat. We lie to ourselves and to each other, still hoping and praying that the next vote, the next vote, the next vote, the next vote. It's always the next vote for us, isn't it? When are we going to start doing something for ourselves? In regards to our Creator? In regards to one another? In regards to strangers, different nations? Stop believing the lies. And I'm going to bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yang Sufari. Shalom. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May He bless yours and you also.
Yeah, man, I heard your commentary, and it's right on point, because that's America's cancer. They believe in lies. Mm-hmm. And this lie, they ain't going to be able to get rid of, because they convinced themselves that it was just a walk in the park on Capitol Hill.
That's what they call it? A walk in the park on Capitol Hill. Sound like something on Sesame Street. Walk in the park, old cop on the field. It's true, God.
And you're right. They told us that we were 3/5 of a human being. And you know what? They still believe that.
Exactly.
So we're way more than 3/5 of a human being. More than that. Way more.
Exactly.
And they know it. But in their mind, they've convinced us, and they are convinced that we are inferior.
Exactly.
That's the way, inferior. Yeah, we're inferior, right?
And they've convinced some of us, too, Katria.
But through these studies, we see that the Most High don't play.
Mm-hmm.
You shed blood, you got to pay for that. And these people are responsible for shedding a lot of blood. And they haven't paid really yet to this day. But you can see more and more their fear, you know, playing out. Mass shootings and people getting shot every day because of the fear. But we're going to see how the Most High plays this out. Because all the nations that put their hands on the children of Israel pay the ultimate price. So it's time for people to acknowledge what they've done and make amends with the Most High. I don't care if you're the nation of Israel or what nation you come from. You better make peace with the Creator. Fast and hurry.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, Cottrell, fellow students. Thank you, Cottrell. Are you guys ready to get the truth? Because I know you're sick of these lies. If you're ready for some truth, we're here to present it to you on a platter. If you will you please turn your maps to chapter 14 of 1 Kings.
You know what's funny, Alpha?
What's that? What's that, my brother?
They tell you that the truth will set you free, right?
It certainly will if you listen to the truth.
We trying to find freedom in a bunch of lies.
Kadria, will you let me focus? It's true. It's certainly true. Will you please let me focus, Kadria? Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. That was a good one, Kadria. By the way, trying to find truth and lies. That's a good one.
Freedom. Truth can set you free. You're trying to find freedom in a whole warehouse country full of lies.
You ain't lying, my brother. You certainly not lying.
All right. Not working.
It's not going to work, brother. It never has worked. It's not about to work now, okay? At that time, Abijah, son of Jeroboam, fell sick. King Jeroboam said to his wife, "Go and disguise yourself so that you would not be recognized as King Jeroboam's wife and go to Shiloh. The prophet Ahijah lives there, the one who predicted that I would be king over this people. Take with you 10 loaves, some wafers, a jug of honey, and go to him. He will tell you what will happen to the boy." King Jeroboam's wife did so. Now, she wasn't one of them. I guess she wasn't one of them head shakers we got now. I need to quit it. I'm sorry. She left, following instructions, went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. Now, Ahijah could not see, you know, he had got no, for his eyes had become sightless with his old age. But Yah had said to Ahijah, "King Jeroboam's wife is coming. You ain't got to see, but I'm going to let you know what's up. Coming to inquire of you concerning her son, who is sick. Speak to her thus and thus. When she arrives, she will be in disguise. You don't need no eyesight. I direct you." Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came through the door. And he said, Come in here, wife of King Drew. I know that's you. Why are you disguised? I have a harsh message for you. Go tell King Jeroboam, thus said Yah, the Elohim of Israel, I raised you up from among the people and made you ruler over my people Israel. I tore away the kingdom from the house of King David and gave it to you. But you have not been like my servant King David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all his heart, doing only what was right in my sight, not his own. You have acted worse than all those who preceded you. You have gone and made yourself other gods and molding images to vex me, to get on my last nerve. And me, you have cast behind your back. You threw me, you cast me aside. Therefore, I will bring disaster upon the house of King Jeroboam. And you're going to have that name mentioned quite often, too. Because he set this stuff in motion on the worst end of the spectrum. And will cut off from King Jeroboam's every male born and free in Israel. I will sweep away the house of King Jeroboam utterly, as dawn is swept away, as boo-boo is swept away. Anyone belonging to King Jeroboam who dies in the town shall be devoured by dogs. And anyone who dies in the open country shall be eaten by the birds of the air. I'm going to sock soul to you. For the Elohim has spoken. As for you, woman, go back home. As soon as you set foot in the town, the child would die. I'm going to set this stuff in motion right now. I ain't playing with y'all. Y'all going to find I ain't nothing to play with. And I tell y'all this all the time on this show. Y'all ain't nothing to play with. And all Israel shall lament over him and bury him. And he alone of King Jeroboam's family shall be brought to bury. That he's the only one they're going to bury properly. For in him alone, the house of King Jeroboam's has some devotion been found to Yah, the Elohim of Israel. Moreover, the Elohim will raise up a king over Israel who will destroy the house of King Jeroboam's. This day and even now, I'm setting this in motion. I ain't nothing to play with. Yah will strike Israel until it sways like a reed in the water, back and forth, unstabilized. He will uproot Israel from this good land that he had gave it to their fathers, all because of you. You set this stuff in motion, leaning to your own understanding and setting up these idols and casting me aside. I'm going to show you. Don't pick me to play with. And I will scatter them beyond the Euphrates because they have provoked Yah by the sacred posts that they have made for themselves. He will forsake Israel because of the sins that King Jeroboam committed and as a result has led Israel to commit. You the king. You started this stuff and you led the people to commit to the same acts you've done. King Jeroboam's wife got up and left. She went to Tarzah. As soon as she stepped over the threshold of her house, the child died. They buried him and all Israel lamented over him in accordance with the word that Yah has spoken through his servant, the prophet Ahijah. The other infants of King Jeroboam's reign, how he fought, how he ruled, are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. King Jeroboam reigned 22 years. Then he slept with his fathers. And his son, Nadab, succeeded him as king. Meanwhile, Rehoboam, son of King Solomon, had become king in Yehuda. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city that the Elohim had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to establish his name there. His mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonite, the Ammonitess. She was an Ammonite, as I call them. Yehuda did what was displeasing to Yah and angered him more than their fathers had done by the sins that they committed. Here we go on the other side of the coin. They doing the very same thing, leaning to their own understanding. They too built for themselves shrines, pillars, and sacred posts on every hill and under every leafy tree, their idols. There were also male prostitutes in the land. They were having a fucking good time, wasn't it? Male prostitution. Yehuda imitating all the abhorrent practices of the nation that Yah had dispossessed before the Israelites, doing the very same things, in fact, that the nations before you did. And you're doing the very same thing. And in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, King Shishak of Mizraim marched against Jerusalem. Read about him. I'm giving you a study lesson. Read about Shishak, the Pharaoh of Mizraim. He was real, because this is real. And he carried off the treasures of the house of the Elohim and the treasures of the royal palace. He carried off everything. He even carried off the golden shields that King Solomon had made. King Rehoboam had bronze shields made instead. He entrusted them to the officers of the guard, who guarded the entrance to the royal palace. Whenever the king went into the house of the Elohim, the guards would carry them and then bring them back to the armory of the guards. The other events of King Rehoboam's reign and all of its actions are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. There was continual war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the 10 tribes against the 2 tribes. King Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his father in the city of Dawood, King Dawood. His mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. She was from the Ammons. She was not a Israeli. His son, Abazom, succeeded him as king. I'm going to tell you, this is going from bad to worse. From bad to worse. Marrying people of different nations, and people of different nations sitting on the throne of King David. And the situation, based upon what Yah had dictated to them not to do, they were doing everything that they wasn't supposed to do. You know, in Alcoholic Anonymous, they have a saying. And that is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. It seems like as today, our brothers and sisters were doing the same thing over and over and over again, as in the case of today, and expecting different results. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Cartrell, what say you, my brother and friend?
There's a lot going on in this chapter.
Exactly.
And none of it is good. You see that Jeroboam, rather than go to the prophet himself, he sends his wife.
Undercover.
He tries to send her in disguise, like the Most High can't see you coming.
undercover. Yep.
And I'm sure she was shocked when the prophet said, come in here, wife of Jeroboam.
I knew
she
who
was. Well, the sky. But being a man of God, it lets you know that you can't hide nothing from the Most High. You can't do tricks on the Most High. The Most High see you coming. And really, Jeroboam, all he had to do was go himself and find out what the problem was and correct his ways. Because the Most High offered him, like, if you do what's right, you know, set up your kingdom.
Right.
But he did the same thing that King prior to him was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Most High focused his attention on Judah. What's Judah doing? And he got male prostitutes. Oh, Lord, LGBTQ.
Man, what you said?
Way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, all the treasure that we read about that King Solomon stored up in his house and built the temple with, here comes Shishak, taking everything. Shishak came and smashed Judah and took all that treasure. And Rehoboam, he replaces the treasure that Shishak took with bronze shield. The gold shield, he replaces them with bronze shield. You remember they rejected the silver? And now he's building with bronze. Bronze is less value than silver. So we can see that, like you said, the beginning of the demise of the nation has really begun with this civil war, with these kings. And it's just going to spiral more and more out of control.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Cadreon, you certainly know what it said, my brother. Spiraling out of control. And it seems to be the case, brother. We're still spiraling out of control, truth be told.
And there's a lot of weight that falls on our leaders. Because our people don't know. The leaders are leading them, you know, according to their own understanding. Especially our king. What you going to do when the king say do this? Or the king say do that? You going to go up against the king?
Exactly. Well, maybe in the case of this guy, I mean, he led him way off in left field country, way off in left field.
That's why he was so afraid to approach the Most High. He sent his wife to approach the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cowardice. Go disguise yourself and go see the prophet and find out what happened to my son. No, that's your son. You should go to the prophet and find out what's going to be with your son. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's supposed to be the next in line, the next king.
Not have your wife sneak around in a disguise. You're certainly right, Contrail. All right.
And the baby got the most dignified burial out of all the house of Jeroboam.
The baby. Crying shame, man. Crying shame, the baby. All right. If Cartrell's done with his commentary, I certainly am. So we'll continue on
sure.
Chapter 14. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam's son, Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, daughter of Abishalom. He continued in the sins that his father before him had committed. He doubled down on the madness. He was not wholehearted with the Elohim Yah, like his forefather, King David. Yet for the sake of King David, Yah, his Elohim, gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by raising up his descendants after him and by preserving Jerusalem. For King David had done what was pleasing to Yah and never turned throughout his whole life from all that he commanded him. Even though with all his mistakes as a human being, all his shortcomings as a human being, he never did turn away to Yah to go worship other idols. And when found in conflict with the word of Yah and started arguing, fussing, and fighting, and sometimes want to kill people, He made the correction. And unfortunately, Cartier, some of us want to be like the other kings. They want to argue, bust, and sometimes want to kill you. So unlike King Dawood, who always got right, complied, didn't try to go to other gods and try to change the dynamic of the situation, but humbled himself and made the correct steps.
So that's why this is so important for us, because we have to know which leaders to follow. And it's something my mother always told me, you can learn something from everybody, what to do and what not to do, which is why we're reading this. So we see the good kings and we see the bad kings, and Yah's calling all of it out. And when it says King David, his father, talking about Rehoboam, that's how we talk. King David is the father of the king. So you're going to see that phrase all the time. King David, his father, even though King David may have been his great, 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 great grandfather, it's going to be still King David, his father, because he's the king that sets the mark.
Exactly. Thank you, Cartier. And so it says, for King David had done what was pleasing to Yah and never turned throughout his whole life from all that he had commanded, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite.
Can we say that?
No, can't. Too many people said that, Cartier. There was a war between Abijam and King Abijan and King Jeroboam all the days of his life. The other events of Abijam's reign, King Abijan's reign, and all his actions were recorded in the annals of kings of Yehuda. King Abijan slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of King David. And his son, Asha, succeeded him as king. And in the 20th year of King Jeroboam of Israel, King Asha became king over Yehuda. He reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, daughter of Abishalom. King Asha did what was pleasing to the Elohim, as his father, King David, had done. He expelled the male prostitutes, the gay community. Oh, boy.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, okay. He expelled. Okay. Okay. Let me say how they named themselves. The LBGTY. And some of the alphabet. He expelled them. And let me go back up. Let me get focused. From the land. Not just from the city, from the entire land. He removed all the idols that his ancestors had made. He also disposed his mother, Maacah, from the rank of queen mother, because she had made an abominable thing for the goddess Astarah. So she was worshiping idols. So he disposed her from being queen mother. He wasn't having none of it. Mama not. Because she had made it an abominable thing for the god Astarah. And King Asa cut down her abominable thing and burned it at the Wadi Kidron. The shrines, indeed, were not abolished. He didn't get rid of everything. However, King Asha was wholehearted with Yah, his Elohim, all his life. He did right. He didn't get rid of those shrines, but he did the best he could. He brought into the house of Elohim all the consecrated things of his father and his own consecrated things, silver, gold, and utensils. There was a war between King Asa and King Baasha of Israel all their days. King Baasha of Israel advanced on Yehuda, and he fortified Ramah to prevent anyone belonging to King Asa from going out and coming in. So King Asa took all the silver and gold that remained in the treasuries of the house of the Elohim, as well as the treasuries of the royal palace, and he entrusted them to his officials. King Asa sent them to King Ben-Hadad, son of Tabrimon, son of Hezion of Aram, now modern-day Syria, who resided in Damascus, with this message. There's a pact between you and me, between your father and my father. I herewith send you a gift of silver and gold. Go and break your pact with King Baasha of Israel, so that he may withdraw from me. King Ben-Hadad responded to King Asher's request. He sent his army commanders against the town of Israel and conquered Ajon, Dan, Abibeth, Maka, and all Shinarah, as well as all the land of Naphtali, the territory of the Naphtalites. When King Baasha heard about it, he stopped fortifying Ramoth and remained in Tirzah. When King Asher, that was a good military move, King Asher did, then King Asher mustered all Yehuda with no exceptions, and they carried away the stones and timbers in which Baasha, King Baasha, had fortified Ramah. With these, King Asher fortified Geba of Benjamin and Masphah. All the other events of King Asher's reign and all his exploits and all his actions and the towns that he fortified are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. However, in his old age, he suffered from a foot ailment. King Asher slept with his fathers as a result and was buried with his father in the city of his father, King David. His son, Jehoshaphat, succeeded him as king. Nabah, son of Jeroboam, had become king over Israel in the second year of King Asher of Yehuda. He reigned over Israel for 2 years. He did also what was displeasing to the Elohim. He continued in the ways of his father, in the sins which he caused Israel to commit. When King Baasha's son, Ahijah, of the house of Asher, the tribe of Asher, conspired against him, and King Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon of the Philistines, while Nabah and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. King Baasha killed him in the third year of King Asher of Yehuda and became king in his stead. As soon as he became king, he struck down all the house of King Jeroboam, as Yah had predicted. He did not spare a single soul belonging to King Jeroboam until he destroyed it, in accordance with the word that Yah had spoken through his servant, the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, because of the sin which King Jeroboam committed. And as a result, he called Israel to commit, therefore vexing the Elohim Yah of Israel. The other events of Nabab's reign and all of his actions are recorded in the annals of the king of Israel. There was a war between King Asa and King Baasha of Israel all their days. In the third year of King Asa of Yehuda, Baasha, son of Ahijah, became king in Tirzah over all Israel for 24 years. He did what was displeasing also to Yah. He followed the ways of King Jeroboam and the sins which he caused Israel to commit. They doubled down. They doubled down. Cartrell, my brother and friend, do you have any commentaries?
just the fact that we had these bad habits, you know, early from our history, and our leaders, like you said, doubled down on the sins and caused the people to sin, which is why we have the bad habits that we do. Our leaders worship idols, they serve themselves, they throw Yah behind them, and they lead our people into trouble. And that's the pattern we've been in since we had King. The Most High scattered us. We ain't got no more King. Now it's on an individual level. Where's your heart at? That's what the Most High is looking for. The people with the heart that love him, that want to walk the same path that King David walked. So we got to dig through the muck and the mire of how our people's history is, but the details are there. And our people are prone to serving idols and doing the things that other nations do. And the Most High has told us not to. And to this day, we still want to do the things that other nations do rather than what Yah commanded us and created us to do. Because we are his servant. And his word is true. He said he would scatter us. And every time he makes a proclamation or a prediction or a judgment, it comes to pass. So we better pay close attention to the words that are designed for us. We've seen the examples of hard-headed, stiff-necked Israel, and the results are not too good. These men had an opportunity to be connected with Yah, but we had war with one another. These kings were bloodthirsty, one king killing another king and a king's whole family. I mean, we off the chain.
Amen, brother. All right. Well, Katya, if you're done with your commentaries, I certainly am. And I'm looking forward to another study session that you're about to lead us in the Book of Psalms. I believe it's Psalms 8, if my memory stands correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Eighth Psalm.
The glory of the Elohim in creation.
Meditate on that. Because
okay.
They will tell you a big bang came into being, brought everything into existence. Right? That's what they teach us in school. The science of the big bang. Everything came from one cell. And when I first heard that theory, my question was, who created the bang and put everything
exactly.
in it?
Exactly.
Right. It just happened.
They got
out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's a dark hole. We can't explain it.
It just happened out of nowhere, out of nothingness. All of a sudden, you had this big bang that brought everything into existence.
It's a dark hole. We can't explain that. Now, go on back to business, huh? That's what it said. It's a dark hole. Can't explain. Go back to business.
So let's find out the truth, because science been lying. It might have been a big bang, but there was somebody behind the big bang. Right? Like you go to a fireworks show and they show you Mickey Mouse in the sky. An engineer put Mickey Mouse in the sky with explosives, okay? Mickey Mouse mm-hmm. didn't just pop out the sky with no prior engineering. So the sun, the moon, and the stars, the heavens and the earth, yeah, there's an intelligent design behind it. And King David gives praise and honor and glory to the Creator, because there is none like him. There's nothing to be compared to him. He has no beginning, no end. And we try to compare ourselves to him when we are the creation. So we give thanks and praise to Yah, Elohim, and to our King, King David, who walked that path of righteousness and attained wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we may impart upon his descendants and upon his people, Yisrael. Even in our captivity, we still hear from our King. Praise Yah. Oh, Yah. Oh, Yah. How excellent is your name in all the earth? It should be. Most people know Yah's name, but they don't honor his name. Who have set your glory above the heavens. And it's above the heavens because Yah created the heavens. My question is, where was Yah before he created the heavens? What realm do you call that? It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Yeah. Strong men start out as babies, right? Strong people start out as babies, don't they?
Exactly.
And who gave them that strength? Start out as a baby and to grow into somebody that's strong. They still can't explain it. How you become a solid mass after starting out as a liquid form.
Yeah.
Because you start out as an egg and a sperm.
Mm-hmm. No, they can't tell you how it comes into work, how it becomes muscle, mass, a heart, liver, kidneys, lungs, brains, bones.
All the systems in your body. How many systems you got in your body?
They can't tell you that. They can't tell you that.
They say about 11.
Right.
Say about 11.
Right. They tell you it comes from a cell. It comes from a cell. But they didn't tell you that.
Telling you a lie without telling you nothing. Yeah, it comes
right.
from the cell, but who made the cell?
Right. And what is
with
the
all the science that's in it?
Right. And what is the detail formulation of that? That cell. How does it detail and formulate itself? They can't tell you that.
So can you imagine this, that the Creator has enemy? Because King David said, because your enemy, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Right?
Yeah, liars are the enemy of God. People that lie.
Why would they go against their Creator? What's the point? You think you could overcome and beat him, your Creator?
Yeah, only thing they got to do is tell a lie, they think. And that's going to be enough.
And they've convinced themselves that they have the wherewithal and the might to challenge the Creator. So when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. So how big is the universe if Yah created it in his hand? How big is Yah if he created the heaven? They say it would take 40 billion light years to reach the end of the universe, traveling at the speed of light. 40 billion light years to reach the end of the heavens, one end of the heavens. So Yah created the heavens and the stars and the moon with his fingers. How grand is Yah? And what is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you visit him? And that's what they call Jesus, right? Son of man. King David saying, "And why are you mindful of even the son of man? For you have made him little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. And we praise Yah for that because we ain't nothing. We were dust in the wind. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. And what have we done with that?
Everything we could on negative.
Yeah, we tearing it up left and right. That's what we've done.
Yeah, they got plastic in the ocean that they find that turtles have it in their stomachs and fish have it in their stomachs and whatnot. Toxicity in the oceans and the rivers and lakes. And so on and so forth. We hadn't been great caretakers, Kytrell.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. And don't talk about how they're cutting down the forest, deforestation.
Right. Exactly.
They say that the Amazon is the lungs of the planet, and they are cutting all the trees in the Amazon down.
They don't care.
Not to mention all the animal species that they're destroying at the same time.
They don't care.
Yeah. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, right? Because a bear, how do we compare physically with a bear?
You can't.
How do we compare physically with a lion or an elephant or a rhinoceros or a shark? But we have dominion over them. We don't have fur. We don't have claws. We don't have fangs. We can't run as fast, jump high, climb trees like they do. But we have dominion over them only because of Yah.
Right.
Only by way of Yah, because animals to rule the planet, you know that. Insects alone.
Yep, sir.
Insects alone could chase us.
Yeah.
And put us to flight, put fear in us.
Exactly.
But Yah has put all things under man's feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, like I just mentioned, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the sea. Oh, Yah. Our Yah, how excellent is your name in all the earth. If it's not now, it definitely will be when you bring the final judgment and purify your creation and bring back the order that it's supposed to be in, because we done messed it up to the point we can't fix it. Talk about nuclear power plants leaking into the oceans and destroying the ecosystem, and you ain't got a grip on it, human beings. We in trouble. We in trouble.
And don't even know it, Contrail.
And don't even know it. We just and going about our business day to day, doing the same thing, destroying more and more.
Yeah, listen to the liars and liars, Contrail.
They telling you they're going to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But check them. They want to go to Jupiter and Mars and the moon. Why? Fix the Earth before you go there.
No,
why are you signing it now?
So they messed that up too?
I'm not going to let them do that.
Yeah, well, look here. I suspect that's going to be inevitable wherever they try to run off to. It's not going to be a friendly ecosystem, and it's going to be inevitable wherever they're trying to run off to. It's not going to work for them. You better believe it, brother, because if y'all wanted you there, you would have been there. So you better try to stay here and clean up the mess you made here already now. All right.
And don't try to take Earth's ecosystem with you. You can't take the elephants and the giraffes and the crocodiles and the birds and the bees and the fish and the sea. You can't take that with you. You're going to be up there alone, solo.
See, man, you can't. It's impossible. They try to play, this is another Tower of Babel, Contrail.
Yep.
They didn't learn one.
Rocket ship.
Right. Another Tower of Babel. Rocket ships.
That's why Yah calls them his enemies. You already messed y'all up at the Tower of Babel. Now you're shooting rocket ships to come up into the heavens without an invitation.
They won't ever learn, Contrail. They won't ever learn.
But I'm going to take this opportunity to give thanks and praise to the Most High for giving us the opportunity to learn, even while we're in captivity. Do something positive. Learn your situation and grow in the situation that you're in. Don't just be idle and sitting idly by waiting to die. You have to be active, and maybe the Most High will show you favor. So we're looking for the favor of Yah, and he has shown us favor to give us the opportunity to explore his word, to find the path that he has set for us, even while we are at odds with a lot of people on the planet. So we give thanks and praise for the mercy that he's showing us, even now.
Exactly. And I like to land back off the very same thing, Israel, because without Yah, there wouldn't be anything. Zero would be a sum total. Wouldn't be anything. Wouldn't be no us. Wouldn't be no animals. Wouldn't be no earth. Wouldn't be no mountains. Wouldn't be no clouds. Wouldn't be no oceans. Wouldn't be no waters, no rivers, no lakes, no fish, no nothing. There would be zero nothing. And zero would be the sum total. The total sum. And so, yeah, I would like to give praises to Yah because of everything. Because if it wasn't no Yah, there wouldn't be no us. So stop lying to yourselves if you are. Stop believing in science, something that they can't explain. And then they don't want you to believe anything. Oh, just don't believe anything. Believe what we tell you. Nah, it's a Big Bang Theory. Out of the black hole, as Contrail said, where the black hole come from? I see you're misleading the subject matter. Okay. Is that right? All right, now, if you want to believe that nonsense, you go ahead. But for Contrail and I suspect, and for you to tune into this show, you're like us. You're going to believe your Almighty, your Creator, versus something that's created by Him. Come on. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I like to give praises and thanksgiving for Yah for everything. Total of everything. And all praises and thanksgiving to His name for that. And the opportunity to provide His information on His radio study show. And to put it out there. Well, a lot of people trying to fight against it and lie about it. They don't have anything to offer about a whole lot of nonsense fairy tales. Like they try to say Yah is a fairy tale. When in actuality, they're the one, the fairy tales and lies and misdirection and confusion. So open your eyes up. Outside the box, but you got to get in the box first. You got to get in the word first. You got to know the word first. Then think outside the box after knowing what's in the box. Okay? All right. Well, Godrea, I'm going to wait a few minutes. And anybody else has anything to say or something, well, otherwise, we're going to keep it moving, brother. Okay? Well, Godrea, how
yes,
is how's my brother in Arizona doing?
He's doing well. He's still on a mission, creating these Goshen.
Right.
And he's looking for willing-hearted people, you know, to help him out.
Right.
But it's coming together.
Right. Do you have any plans?
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you have any plans on traveling there soon to make a visit?
I would like to.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm being cautious. I want to see
right.
what plays out. I move by the will of Yah, so when Yah tells me to go, I'm going to go.
Right. And that's that on
I've gotten invitations to go to Ghana, which I would like to do as well.
Right.
And I know, you know, Ghana probably as well, you know, better suited, you know, for us as a people to grow and develop than here, where we got mad contention, mad confusion, mad people running stuff to try build up and flourish, because even if you do, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they'll destroy it.
Yep. It's crazy. But it's true.
Yeah.
Well, contrary, Sister Abby of New York City has something to say. We're going to open up a mic. May the Most High bless you, Sister Abby. Yeah. Shalom.
No
your mic.
Sister Abby, may the Most High bless you.
Shalom, brothers. May the Most High bless you. Brother Contrell and Brother Yasu, and may he bless your family, too. I just wanted to say I want to give my praise and my thanks to Yah for life, everyone's life, all living. And to say that on that, in Kings, right, the chapter we've just gone through, now I was just thinking about it. It's so easy for everybody today to try and follow these white man's rules, Congress rules, these laws, police laws, everything, judiciary system, and everything, they still wind up getting killed. Either way you look at it, or you're not, the laws are not made to benefit you. And I look back and see how all of them, like you said, in the past, in them days, they did the same thing. Y'all gave them power. They got greedy. They got so much greed in them that they thought they had a super mind, could almost give, like, plan a coup on y'all. And he snatched everything back and let them know who he was, that he's y'all. And he's the one that's pulling the shot. So it's like they say, you give a person an inch, they try to take a mile. Y'all took everything right back to start them again. And that's the way it is today. They rather listen to these rules that's made out here than trying to come back together and repent and come to back to Yah's Lord and have a better life. It's just amazing. And nothing seems to shock me no more. But I'm so glad that I'm here and I'm learning and hoping to stay. Well, I know I'm not hoping. I'm staying on this path. And the more I learn, the more I praise him, and I thank him for this time and the chance, and for me to be a servant, let me be a humble servant, too. So I want to thank you, brothers, too, for always keeping the show going, and may y'all bless
you. Thank you very much. I mean, how's Gregory and Bree and little baby brother?
Oh, they doing okay. I haven't been up there. They haven't come down, but your boy Pop went up there messing with him today. He said, all them great. They just break his pocket. I said, that's what the grandpas are for now.
No, all they Pop needs to do is stand in the corner and take that beer for a while.
That's right. They took them shopping and everything, let them get what they want. And that's good to see, because when they come here, they hit both of us. So it's good he was there this time. I got to save a little bit.
So
Well, look at it. They tail pop. They stood them up in the corner, and they everybody walked by with their hand out.
Yeah, but I'm going in there and ask for some too.
You wrong. You wrong for that.
But may the Most High bless you, brothers, and have a safe weekend in the family too.
All right, thank you. You too. Nice to have you.
Same to you. All right.
We see her name popping up in the scriptures. Abiyah, our father.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm staying in it. I'm in it to the win it. I want some treasures. I want to see my Yah. You know, I don't want to go no other way.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to come across the queen, but I'm going to wait until we get there.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
I'm going to be right there. I'm going to see you brothers there.
No doubt.
Right.
You won't be able to miss me.
All right, Abiyah. May the Most High bless you.
Yes.
Shalom.
Most High bless you. Shalom.
All right, fellow students, we hope you find the show informative and that you found it so informative that you wanted to apply it. That's the only way you can really know what's going on. Cartrell and I, we could tell you all day long. But until the time you employ it, it's just words. So we advise you to employ it. And not only that, get your new heart and the spirit so you can know how to employ it and do like King Darwin did when he found himself on the short end of the stick, so to speak. He knew it wasn't going to work for him, so he said, well, look here, I need something new. It's not working out. And he asked for one, a new heart and the spirit. Won't you ask for the very same thing as your king asked for? If it's good enough for your king, it should be good enough for you. What do you think? Well, Cartrell, my brother, friend, have a pleasant weekend. May the Most High bless you and your family. Be safe. And
you
thank you, brother. Fellow students, y'all have a safe weekend, too. Your family and you, y'all be safe. Enjoy yourself. Be careful. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Good, oh yeah, from the start. eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes.